Michigan was the number one team in the nation as it came to Memorial Stadium to meet Cal Stahl's Gophers, who had just gotten by lowly Northwestern the week before, 13-7. But it was obvious the Gophers were up for this one. They drove to within field goal range, and Paul Rogan kicked a 41-yard field goal. Michigan, behind Ricky Leach, the left-handed quarterback, came right back, driving deep into Minnesota territory.
Strong left, receivers both ways, I formation behind Ricky Leach. Pitches it out, fumbles behind the man, and he falls down and can't get to it, and the Gophers will! They recover on the 12-yard line!
With Mark Carlson making his first start at quarterback, the Gophers marched down the field to the 3-yard line, and Marion Barber took over.
Power eye right is what it is to the tailback, and Barber goes over for the touchdown. He went right through a hole off the left side, and the Gophers score. And Barber, with both arms high, is rushing out to greet the members of the kicking team who are coming on the field. And they embrace him, and if he survives this, he may be back in for more runs.
In the second quarter, the Gophers had to punt, and it appeared Michigan would get good field position.
Here it comes. High spiral. Fairly short, however.
Caught in bad traffic. He fumbles the ball. Who got it?
Minnesota
on the 43 of Michigan.
With that break, Minnesota drove to within field goal range, and with 57 seconds left in the first half, Paul Rogan kicked a 37-yard field goal to make it 13-0 at the half. In the second half, the Gopher defense took over, twice intercepting Ricky Leach passes. Earlier, Michigan lost the ball three times on fumbles, five turnovers to none for Minnesota. When Rogan added a fourth-quarter field goal, it was 16-0, and the only question remaining was, could the Gophers hand the Wolverines their first shutout in 113 games? They could, and they did.
Back to pass is Leach as the clock shows zero. He shoots it up the middle to Davis at the 50, starts forward to the 45, and is tackled by Hunt as the game ends on the Minnesota 38-yard line. The Gophers have upset the number one team in the nation, Michigan, 16-0.
It was no fluke. Total yards, 250 for Minnesota, 202 for Michigan, and some of that yardage given up in a prevent defense late in the game. The next week, Minnesota lost to Indiana, but the glory of that victory over Michigan is still fresh in the minds of Gopher fans who saw or listened to or who broadcast that 16-0 upset.